You vaccinate me so. By vicious but fair. I've been talking to people, way more than I would ever talk to them. People are fine in short bursts, 15 or 20 minutes is usually enough, but in this wonderful, wacky world of lockdown and up there is little choice. If you don't reply promptly, someone will send the COVID crew to your door, and in less than even a jiffy you've got a tube down your throat in the back of a pop-up van hospital parked in a lay-by on the A17, just near Sleaford. Now, no one deserves that, so I talk to them. I'm fine. Look, here's a photo of the lavender plant I've just pruned with a butane torch. I'm doing good. Just the bottle of Stolichnaya vodka day now. No, I've really cut back, lol. How are you doing? Like, I really give a fuck. But something has emerged from all these extraneous conversations, something if not rare then at least medium rare, something that spares me from sending all this back to chef in the kitchen. The something, in this case, is the matter of disquiet about vaccines and the world's smiling uncle, Billy Bob Gates. It seems people, regular folk on the street, the receptors of warmed-up media diarrhea, are uneasy. They are deeply uneasy. They are deeply uneasy of the entire approach to his Charlie 19 solution. They don't trust Gates, they are not convinced by his foundation and not even his blusher and eyebrow pencil, they are not convinced by any of his messianic overtures. In short, many simply don't believe his narrative. This is manna from heaven for me. In a thrice I have become the red-pilled mentor to such folk. I answer their questions day and night, to the best of my limited aptitude, and believe me, it is limited. Why is this? What is that for? Sometimes it is like a day trip to Regent's Park Zoo, with the grandchildren, whilst they are on a Haribo trip. Here comes the killer question though. A few have said to me that they have lost many friends on social media because of their disbelief, their rejection of Billy Bob and his Lily the Pink program. I've not stopped to question the concept of friends on social media, that in itself is a whole separate article. However, several have asked me for a valid response, encapsulated in a sentence or two, why the entire notion of Billy Bob and his Save the Planet vaccine discourse should not be trusted. My response is below. It is brief and deliberately excludes many issues that may sidetrack my angenia flock of new believers. You, the erudite reader, will find many gaps which you will highlight in searing comments below the line. I welcome those, though I doubt I shall ever read them, but you are most welcome to rage against the dying of the light. References below to educating yourself etc. do not apply to the literate and scholarly readership here. They are an inducement for my less aware new social media friends. I have thousands of them now. Facebook friends, like Zulus, I've thousands of them. Why would you distrust Bill Gates? A very good question, and the simple answer is that there is no simple answer. There is no one-liner you can shoot people down with. There is an alternative question though. Why would you trust Bill Gates? Do you implicitly believe everything you are spoon-fed by the media? Do you have an inquiring mind or not? Do you accept every narrative placed before you? Do you graze in the patchy meadows of the mainstream media without question, or do you take the trouble to find a fresher, greener field? He's a philanthropist though, he gives away billions, so does he, or does he just fund certain organizations with that money for other reasons? Why would he just give the BBC £5.6 million last year? They are funded by all those householders, on pain of a jail sentence. If he's such a good guy, why would he give them more money? Not to ask too many questions perhaps. Of course, you already know they don't ask questions. They will just expose all the fake news on their website every day, all the news you mustn't trust but you can trust Auntie and their fact check. Don't educate yourself because Bill's just a great guy, Auntie says so. Why would good old Bill give the WHO over $370 million through his Gavi Vaccine Alliance and around $531 million through the Gates Foundation, the same WHO that funded Neil Ferguson's disastrous and flawed COVID-19 predictions, the same data that has put this entire country into lockdown and future economic disaster? Ferguson has a worse track record in prediction than I do in my sporadic EuroMillions ticket purchases, and I only ever won £2.60 once. See Ferguson's past, cast iron forecasts on foot and mouth, bird flu, swine flu, BSE. He has a veritable catalogue of failures. Didn't know about that? Educate yourself. Gates funded the WHO that conveniently shut the lid on the Wuhan flu virus until it was impossible to suppress any longer. An error of judgment that has resulted in tens or perhaps even hundreds of thousands of extra deaths. Gates has just filled the gap created by President Trump stopping further payment to the WHO, as Gates has promised a further $30 million to them. Didn't know about that? Educate yourself. Gavi that has funded vaccines that have resulted in deaths and deformities to thousands of children in the Congo, the Philippines and India. You might know people who are affected by that, but it's not common knowledge because it has been mostly airbrushed out of history. Dig a bit deeper, it is out there, educate yourself. Gates, who met and traveled with Jeffrey Epstein on several occasions but wouldn't comment on the relationship. That Jeffrey Epstein, the one who had the little island that the Clintons, Prince Andrew and multiple billionaires, movers and shakers would visit for parties. The Jeffrey Epstein that managed to commit suicide in a cell with CCTV that didn't work when he was under suicide watch. Gates met with Epstein 4 years after Epstein's conviction for procuring underage girls. I'm not suggesting Gates was involved in all the sleazy behavior, but why meet with a convicted pedophile and why not explain? What is Gates' relationship with the elite Bilderberg movement, and why his continued presence at the annual Davos World Economic Forum, the club of the rich and powerful who obviously have our best interests at heart? Why did the World Economic Forum, along with the Gates Foundation and Johns Hopkins Center, have Event 201 in October 2019? Event 201 was a full dress rehearsal for a pandemic, just a couple of months before an actual pandemic, just a coincidence, I expect. Why did Gates' acolyte, Dr. Anthony Fauci, say in 2017 that this current president would have a pandemic on his hands during his term, just a coincidence, I expect. Join up the dots. I know powerful men have powerful friends, but Fauci, the Clintons, the Rockefeller family, George Soros, another philanthropist and others, all singing from the same song sheet. They will decide what is best for us, when the time comes. Spoiler alert, the time is now. Just suppose, for one fantasy moment, there is a massive viral outbreak, either natural or a bioweapon, and it brings world economies to their knees. Is there now a new world order? Is there a magic vaccine, and what is in this vaccine? Who runs things now? Those who know what is best for us, those who control the vaccine. I made a mistake there, I said one fantasy moment. What a silly Billy Bob I am. It's not a fantasy, is it? The time is now. Have you heard of a vaccine for a virus that dies out naturally? We don't usually do that, mumps or measles perhaps, but flu. Flu jabs are notoriously difficult to second guess as flu mutates. There are usually multiple strains of it. Doctors will tell you how hard it is to predict what flu we will have next year, yet this vaccine is a must-have. It is essential for protection, although the virus has already declined. Don't you feel just a bit uneasy about any of this? Educate yourself. There are leading virologists who continue to say that COVID-19 is merely a severe flu strain. Do you hear about them and their claims? They are discredited in the media, their videos are removed from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and other social platforms. They are grouped with the tinfoil hatters, the flat earthers, the climate deniers just for having a different opinion. Educate yourself. The Swedes don't lock down, they will have many more deaths, they must stay indoors, save lives, ruin their economies, they are killing their own people, yet now it appears that the Swedish death toll will be very similar to most of the countries that locked down totally, except they haven't broken their economy. Doesn't any of this bother you? The entire planet has now been mostly shut down, some jobs have disappeared for life, some businesses will never recover, many sectors will see recessions that will make the 1930s seem like the teddy bear's picnic by comparison. Count the suicides, the mental illnesses, the broken lives, the patients who were left untreated for non-COVID-19 illnesses because health services were closed for them. There is so much misery to come for so many. Doesn't any of this bother you? For a severe flu, one that we see every few years, we have now played event 201 for real. There was no peer review of the outrageous data modeling, just a hysterical knee-jerk by world leaders, a race to the bottom. Some will queue for the magic vaccine, most will not ask what it does, some will have bad, even severe reactions to the vaccine, but it's a price worth paying, isn't it? We had a little fantasy moment game just back then. Let's have another one, just for fun. Let's say the vaccine is mandatory. You get a little swipe card with it so that everyone knows you're safe to be around. You can only get work if you have a little card. Maybe you can only travel or fly if you have a little card. Perhaps you can only get benefits and pensions if you have your little card. Go into shops to buy things. Where is your little card, citizen? I've forgotten my ID 2020 card, Uncle Bill. What can I do? Don't worry, you can have this little app on your phone. You do have a phone. Everyone has one. I'll tell you what, make it easier still. We can pop. Anything medical is always popped. This little chip in your arm and you don't have to worry about your silly card and your silly app. You're good to go, unless you lose your arm. Ha! Ha! We've put some other stuff on your little chip, all your personal details, your medical file, your driving license and your speeding points, naughty boy. You're free to go anywhere we let you go to, except the places we don't want you to go to. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? And you'll never have the nasty COVID thingy again. Thank you, Uncle Bill, and do you know what? You will queue for it. There will be a waiting list. I've gone too far now, that wouldn't happen, would it? Except if I had told you, 12 months ago, that we would close down the entire planet because of flu, with all the horrendous consequences to the global economy, you would have put me in a padded cell wearing a fluorescent David Icke t-shirt, wouldn't you? I've admitted Billy Bob's dadgy and his love of Planned Parenthood, the family interest in eugenics. His statements and unhealthy interest regarding the planet's overpopulation. His claim foundation of Microsoft in a little bitty garage whilst trying to make soda pop for the local spelling bee and all his many other global connections, but this is just a starter for my new social media friends. Let's just bypass that. Whilst I was typing this, my Billy Bob Windows 10 tried to introduce something I typed 2 weeks ago into my text. I'm absolutely sure that would never happen with a vaccine. I can't imagine what that would do to people in a critical medical vaccine, but I'm absolutely sure that would never happen. Almost certain it wouldn't. Well, pretty sure anyway. Ask me again, why would I distrust Bill Gates? Copyright Vicious But Fair 2020.